let's turn our attention directly to the marketplace with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. First, Wayne, I'm really happy that you'll be on the panel both this week for Commodity Week on Thursday afternoon, and then next week on Tuesday, your regular day, you'll join us in Bloomington Normal for the Farm Assets Conference. Looking forward to both those.
I'm looking forward to next Tuesday. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think we've got a lot of information coming out about the everything. The morning show is just going to be fantastic. Some stuff we haven't looked or talked about before with some of the university people. It's going to be great.
Yeah, so it should be a fantastic day in the morning. Actually, we take up big data in a really unique way. The vice president of Climate Corp, those are the folks that own FieldView, they're owned by Monsanto, will be in to talk about that product, but more importantly about big data, how it works into the farm and how data is going to begin to flow off the farm into the system. This is going to change, I think, how marketing happens across the planet. And if you don't know or understand what's happening with it and how the data flows through the system, actually who the data belongs to, then there's going to be a problem. And we're going to try to help folks understand some of that. In the morning, we'll talk about the price of farmland. Certainly, auctions have begun to happen, but we really kind of need to understand what that means. At this point in time, when we have a depressed agricultural economy, as opposed to the last 5 to 7 years, where we were really riding high, and we'll take a look at crop budgets going forward, and you and Jerry Gulke and Sue Martin and Jackie Vakes and Mike Zuzlow and Bill Gentry and Bill Mayer, and, well, AW will be on hand to take up the price of corn and soybeans. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's just $30 if you haven't gotten your ticket. If you're not convinced yet, please let us convince you right now to pick up that ticket, 800-898-1065 or farmassetsconference.com. Okay, so we've had a better day today than we did yesterday in the livestock. Can you tell me, is this just a turnaround Tuesday, or have they finally reached a place where they can turn around really and stabilize to some extent?
I'm hoping this is more of a stabilization as far as the livestock goes, Todd. I think that we've really driven things down. You know, we put the packer back in some positive margins down at these levels, while we hope to see things, sort of start stabilizing a little bit. You know, maybe we can pick up some exports in the meat here. The one thing that's been really bad is the dollar continues to show, you know, it's a high for the moves on this last move up here. We're at 99.71, and that does make meat exports awfully hard to when compared to Australia and, you know, Argentina and places like that. So that's one of the things we're fighting right here now, but I do think we may be stabilized down here on that. You know, one good thing happened. We're basically the low-priced corn grocery store out here right now. Finally, South America's running short. Russia went up on their bases, and we should start picking up some corn sales here for the next month or two.
So we have both corn and soybeans for the day feeling a bit better than they have in the past. Actually, a second day in both of them where they're narrowly mixed to up, at least, in the soybean pit. We've stabilized there, hopefully, too, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. The Commitment of Traders report showed that the funds were shorter than expected. The managed money position in beans, they were short 46,300 contracts, and that's up 34,000 contracts from the past week as far as up in the number of shorts that they have. And also they're in the corn, they're short 58,000 contracts, and compared to they were a little bit long last week. So we don't have quite as many people thinking the funds are going to come in and just continue to sell this market, which is a little bit helping us maybe form a bottom here.
Now, the bottom, but of course the upside potential isn't that great. What kind of range do you think we're looking at, and can we make that top end of the range before January 1st?
I think that, depending on how conservative you want to be, I know that a few of the advisory groups this morning were saying, a 10 to 15 cent rally in the corn, something that would take us up around 380, something like that would be all that they're looking for, is to maybe start making a few sales there. That's attainable. Can we get to 390 to $4? That's going to be a lot harder to get to, and we're going to have a few things happen to do it. A 20 to 25 cent higher in the beans is what a lot of people are looking at here, and that could get us up in the 880 to 890 range and probably in there. And I do think those are achievable.
Before the end of the year?
Yeah. I think that we do generally, we're running into a time period here where we're starting to pull down on some of our supplies in the pipeline, and the farmer's been very, very, very stubborn holders here, and I don't look for them to give up till after the first of the year.
And then after that, of course, we have the January crop production estimates that are due. They'll be based in part off of the December agricultural surveys. Daryl Good wrote about that, and I just finished writing a piece that I'll probably run this afternoon during the closing market report that simply suggests, given the numbers we've seen so far, it's highly unlikely that much will change in the January reports. However, when he looked forward, he thought that might mean a bigger corn acreage for next year, which surprised me a little bit. But given normal growing conditions, drawing down stocks for the 2016-17 year. So I suppose there is some hope that's still out there.
We have to hope if we're going to be a farmer out here. And look a little optimistically when we look at the prices and look at our costs. Why, if we weren't optimistic, why we'd be changing our occupation. So I guess that along the way there's some little optimism along the way. You know, we've got a lot of weather to live through come spring, and a lot of talk about the El Nino and the dryness in some parts of the world and what's going on. So long ways to get there, but I mean, I think that there could be a few more corn acres, especially on some of this very high-priced cash rent ground where they have to get up to the bushels and the dollar amount to be able to pay that. So part of that could be driving part of that, Todd.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again on Thursday afternoon and look forward to having you in Normal, Illinois next Tuesday.